Thank you. Wondering what Tony Mercedes thought about all this.
Taking it back, and just to try. About imprisoning women, I think. Get a Vocaloid to do this. Like, the stuff's processed enough that you can probably hide a fake person behind all the effects. Will this be the vector that eventually gets mainstream music to accept fake people? I mean, obviously, we're increasingly talking to robots through Siri and, well, some people are probably using Cortana, I don't know.
Keep letting my heart.
Vocaloids are people too, you say? Are you writing the script for the next Deus Ex game?
Ocean, Sterling Chopper with the strap on. Look at lifetime. DJ Lord Seal, 1 and 2, 2, 2. Harlem World, stand up.
La música de Harry Fry. Yo. I used to do old Miss Mary's niece. Flood the Virgin Mary piece. 6'4 shit. Niggas snore shit. My money core shit. Horse dick. Curl your toes like a corn chip. Mama's fried chicken.
Chosen, frozen, a policy made to whoever pleases. Still, you got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, pray, think, reminisce. Better for the while I'm innocent. Every brother ain't a brother. Call the color just as well to be undercover. Backstab, grab the flag from the back of the left. Told the rap, get off the rag. Sad to say, I got sold down the river. Still some cripple when I deliver. Never to say, I never knew or had a clue. Word was heard, was hauled on a boulevard. Lies, stand the lies in faces.
Traffic.
Come on down. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down. Come on down.
Scott Scott number one over and over again. Forever. I mean, there are worse fates. Shuffle all my music, please.
chill with y'all though, man. Fuck the nigga. I ain't give a fuck about that nigga. That nigga can't hit none of my weed. He can't drink none of my hen. Matter of fact, if I see him in traffic, even though y'all fuck with him, it's on.
This is for the G. Let's go. Get your body on with me.
Let's get it cracking out, motherfucker.
What up, dude? On the mic, I've been a demon since semen. Now you're screaming, oh mama. Here come that young Osama with that Al Qaeda drama. Fuck no, it's the Dalai Lama with that West World Order. Now MCs bow down and treat me like Yoda. When they catch me in the corner at the club, like nigga bud, they throw up the tub. So you can tell Samuel L. I'ma keep acting. You can even tell that motherfucker Jesse Jackson. Pay your child support, keep your payments up. Put a rubber on and don't fuck with us.
All wrong. This is for the G.
Chevy later action, crumble green on a zigzag and lace it with hash. I keep a 9mm cocked and ready to blast. So when the funk jump off, a nigga ready to smash. I drink my yak out the bottle, I don't fuck with a glass. And I ain't said trippin' dog, that's a thing of the past. And I stay in good shape so my stamina lasts. And put hands on a motherfucker about my cash. I was a stick up kid, I snatch a chain and dash. And if the pawn shop wanted it, I bound it fast. For I'm creeping through your window, breaking out your glasses. And then I rob the whole party looking through a ski mask. Come on.
This is for the G. Let's go. Get your body on with me.
I don't know what this. There's a. There's a black van here with that's like with E plates, with exempt plates. So that's usually like government cop stuff. There's a sheriff in front of him in an SUV. But it's this all-black van, this F-350, windowless. Looks like slightly hardened, but not, like, overtly so. Like a SWAT van kind of thing, like an unmarked SWAT team van. Driver's kind of caged in a little bit, or I guess it's like a mesh net separating the driver from the back of the van. It was just the van, then the sheriff got up in front of it. Like they're convoying. Like they're transporting. I don't know. And we'll never know.
Burrito, wrapped tight, tight, ugly, up the hitting on the edge of the moon like back tonight.
Show me in the Bible where it said you can't smoke weed. Proceed, inhale, exhale, blow donut signs with the smoke. Smoke, breathe, follow my lead. And they can see hydroponically. Spinach, broccoli, greens, life is much better than the seeds. Gotta feel like I got wings. I guess it's already at the smelly. I'm trying to get in and do some things. Got a 2-liter bottle of Sprite, right? A fifth of that, they're laying there. And a nice smoke, a sweet red Dixie cup for our ashtray. And now's up under the doors and over the smoke detector.
Get your wicked out.
good.
When I sit there and write this shit for the mic I hold, to make sure my beats are loud and bold and cold. Lana J is the name that I go by. Waking up with blood on my hands and I don't know why. Motherfuckers trying to get my path, I'll be surprised.
I appreciate that the Insane Clown Posse likes this Above the Law song enough to cover it.
You want my shit like a fiend on coke, but if you say the wrong thing, I'll put a slit in your throat. So it's not the answer, no. I'm not a dancer, no. I'm not a hero with zero,
but also
alone, and this is not a demo. ICP above the law, we let it down.
Like, at some point, they just, like, ICP fully embraced the, like, rap rock thing from the rap side of things.
From that corner of Compton to the Mexican border, another classic. From the kitchen to the El Camino, with corners in that,
like,
plastic.
Somehow found a new low.
Skip Mars titty, skip the bottle straight to Cristal. In the club, never hesitate to pull that pistol. Before I take another file, I'll be so anxious. In the mess hall with CBD on my neck, and walk the main line with AT&T on my chest. The kid hit the street, he in the vest with a hood. Rap for Marcy with a tattoo of Jay-Z on her breast. She love the way them gold D's spin on that six tray. Got a thing for Trey and love in WA. That's gangster like a Snoop DeVille on white walls. Niggas won't catch me slipping in that Wilshire district. Big prepared a nigga for shit like that. 38 revolver, iron up that six pack.
Say goodbye, nigga, get
mo.
Really just does continue to be the issue of, like, hey, it's nice to be able to have all your music with you, except that you never want to have all your music with you. You know, it's the case for better playlists, I guess. It's on me.
A nigga singing hi to you.
How you doing?
I really wouldn't lie to you. I wanna be inside of you.
I'm sorry, what?
Inside of you. That's what am I to do?
Finally, some rock and roll. I'm a player in TV games. Just cut to the chase, really.
Yeah.
Thank you.
song really takes a turn. Like, oh. Wants to fight Courtney Love. Guess that's noble, I don't know. Someone needs to.
Say they can't stand business with us any longer. What are you gonna do?
We always knew we were gonna come to this point sooner or later. We have absolutely no option but to move forward. We'll have to set up our own distribution, manufacturing, run a totally independent organization and operation. We still got connections in Texas, Miami, New York, Chicago, Detroit, and soldiers on the streets willing to die. I can't put any cut on the product. I just can't live like that. But from now on, if any cops get in our way...
Talking heaven and I might cut his head off. I'm not to be fucked with. Step in the range of my gaze and get fucked quick. Niggas, hoes, I don't know who you are, my friends or foes. Smiling my face, about to kill me behind the doors. I got a new attitude, no trust. Got me in a corner, all a nigga can do is bust. It may be you. It's gonna be a lot of day before I'm through. I'm about to break off niggas who played me and dissed me. Try to switch from side to side like you're with me. The damage is done. Source magazine, you're the first one. You thought it just jumped you and me. How the fuck you pick us three? You punk motherfuckers ain't shit, you just a bunch of hoes. Making money off the pros. And when I see you, get you in my sights, I'll give you ass a story to write. It's a song. It's on. It's on, motherfucker, and he can't turn this shit off. Catch you in the streets and your ass will get tossed. Bang, 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 cause it ain't no thing. To put in work and watch your head first. A lot of fans ain't shit. Let me repeat, a lot of fans ain't shit. Flip the flip, bitch, but we don't hit. If I'm making nothing but a pop hole, bitch. And I don't need ya, I love to bleed ya. All I ever wanted was a real nigga's praise. But the sad motherfucking fact is there ain't that many real motherfuckers these days. Game knows game, and I know too many who plays the name, and I can make it in the music or the street game. I still got hoes that'll work, still got crews that'll hit, still roll with an extra clip. Don't say they'll stop me, doubt it.
Do you think Ice-T continues to still roll with an extra clip?
You're best to let me rap. Ice back on the streets, you don't want that, cause I'll break still. And you really have to body count the cops, I'll kill his soul. It's on, motherfucker, and you can't turn this shit off. Catch you on the streets and your ass will get tough. Bang, 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 cause it ain't no thing to put in work and watch your body jump. It's on. It's on, motherfucker, you goddamn right. It's on, the royalty check, yeah, fool, I write my own. I own my own label, put my own shit out, so no one tells me what the fuck to talk about. And all the suckers that said I was screwed. You need to wake up to my view. I'm falling off, that's a joke. You motherfuckers are still unknown and broke. And I'm stankin' rich. My fucking maze is better than you, bitch. So shut your trap. When it comes to this level of game, you don't know jack. CIA, FBI, IRS. Try to let us out for sweat. But they'll never sweat you, son, cause you're broke and you're dumb and you're no threat to no one. Them fools don't play. I gotta deal with those motherfuckers every day. They love to get me behind bars. They hawk a nigga like I'm Carlos Escobar. But in a way I am.
Guys, the license plate frame that simply says damn Gina on it.
The real motherfucking gangsters wanna see me in.
All right.
It's gonna end up in a bloodbath, no doubt. That's the only way I'm going out, it's all.
It's all a motherfucking, you can't turn this shit off. Catch you on the streets and your ass will get tough. Bang, 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 cause it ain't no thing. But put it work and watch your head first. It's all.
Guys out, but they added a new egg to Egg Incorporated this week. I know. Oh yeah, MacGyver. It's a fine CBS property. Wonder how much shit I could talk about something like that before I got a stern talking to. Like, how much shit would I have to talk before someone noticed? And said, hey, what the fuck, man? Same team, asshole!
Forever and ever.
don't get why you would, like, reboot an existing television show. I that's one of those cases where it's like, is the benefit actually worth it? I don't know. But at the same time, I guess, like, isn't that Hawaii Five-0 show still on? They did a new Hawaii Five-0. There was a poster up for it in the office for a long time. I think there still is a poster up in the office for it somewhere. But I, yeah, whatever. I don't know anything about television. I don't know who the fuck is even watching TV anymore. Like, what's the demographics of someone who is willing to watch a network television show in 2016, 17?
Well, anyway, I said, that's no butler, that's my butler. Mr. Rockefeller, let me in on the gossip. I heard you and Mr. Getty are getting into rat music.
Yes, we have this thing we do with our voices. This thing, I have that rapper.
Oh, David, you must do it for us.
Well, they can make this music more funky.
They missed the window with Murder, She Wrote, because it could have been Murder, She Blogged. And I think that would make a lot more sense than Murder, She Tweeted, you know? Okay, okay, all right, you sold me with Murder, She Twoked. I'm back in. I'm back on board. I'm your new showrunner. Let's do it. Who's your Angela Lansbury in this show? Melissa McCarthy is whatever the fuck Angela Lansbury's character. No, she just plays Angela Lansbury. That's the new character name. Oh, you want to go that way with it? Okay, yes. All right, yeah. Kim Kardashian is Angela Lansbury in Murder, She Wrote. Murder, She Instagrammed. It's just a woman taking selfies with dead bodies. Now that's a show I'd be into. Having a nice time in the tunnel here. Stopped. Completely stopped.
Thank you.
Yes, Donald, it's smashing to see you again.
This is the guy that cut his dick off. This is the Wu-Tang affiliate. That, like, I don't, what was it? He fucking got high on angel dust and cut his dick off? Is that what it was? I jumped off a building and cut his dick off?
Your mind and your time too. You need rhymes that shine on the divine you. It's time for us to put it all on the line. Coming from the dynamic mind, intense like sex off X. I wonder what the devil come up with next. We got ice, sherm, coke, weed, and meth. Killing people till they very last breath. We go to sex straight, live on the set, with dive on the set. So get your black your mouth and get wet, and turn up the volume a little bit. It was so when I touched the mic, let the crowd hype. Beat the ass like Michael Nutt Knife.
Oh. It's not the life on your wet. PCP and meth and Molly and alcohol and no sleep. My nigga, stop you, I go in your pocket. He says, while you're laying there, stepping up, the jump in the hoop, ain't count to one, cause it's pillow be killed, that's on the real, you get your pack. I'm the only man ever did what the fuck I did, and I'm proud of it. Why? In the annals of history, I don't think you got anybody who ever did it. What? Alright, now this is a, all right, this is a video interview, so. I mean, of course there's an ad on this. Of course you're monetizing your interview with this dude. This is a fucking half hour interview.
Introduce yourself.
Yo, it's Christ Prayer from the West Coast Wu-Tang Killer Bees, North Star in the building. You know what it is.
Okay, so you're affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan. How exactly?
Meaning we're the first West Coast Wu-Tang affiliate division to be signed by RZA himself, you know? We got it straight from the horse's mouth as far as the wisdom of the law goes.
Okay, so, and it's Killer Bees is the name of the group. Or is it more
West Coast Killer Bees. It's West Coast Killer Bees.
Okay, West Coast Killer Bees.
Yeah, something that was started by Doc Doom, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? It's West Coast Killer Bees. I mean, it's a name that we all agreed upon. But yeah, Doc Doom, rest in peace. West Coast Killer Bees.
Like, who are some of the other notable members from the Killer Bees?
You have Monk, Crisis, and shout out to Miko from the North Stars, my group member, Miko the Pharaoh, shit. Doc Doom, rest in peace, and Holocaust, you know, he in prison right now, but them two solidified and certified members, that's not around. But those six guys, the original, West Coast Killer Bees.
Okay. Like who from Wu-Tang have you done music with?
I started at nine members. I'll say about RZA, and other than that, I've done members with, you know, everybody from the Killer Bees, you know, it goes on. Yeah. You know, the list would stagger you.
Sure. Now, you were in the news not too long ago for something that sounded really, really crazy.
Sure did.
So let's talk about what led up to that situation?
What led up to that situation was just a long line of me being, just a hip-hop fanatic, actually, sex, drugs, and hip-hop, ever since I started off at the Death Row camp, really under L.T. Hutton. I wasn't a part of Death Row, but I was in that camp. I seen, Tupac at his height, was in there with Snoop Dogg was recording, Dogfather and going through his trial, shit like that, shout out to Long Beach, shit, the OGs, who started this shit off and got me and my brother Miko from North Star started into this shit. And we met Meek, and we were RZA. Then it was, rambunctious characters like Old Dirty Bastard, I was around and shit like that. And, those type of lifestyles that I wanted to mimic, and I was a part. And so I found my own niche, and it was just kind of like, I fell back into a hole that was, I would say the illusion of hip-hop, because I definitely realized that there is an illusion, to everything, life. You did?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, you had a suicide attempt.
Did
you call it that?
Hell no. I call it a media misconception, of the truth. Another illusion, because I love my life so much. Anybody who knows me know my life is more precious than yours, in all due respect. But that we said, I just was high. I was high as a kite, as high as this motherfucking shit. And it was a flooper. Like my niggas from Watts say, it was more than a mistake. It was a flooper.
Okay, so first of all, what were you high off?
I was high off. First of all, I was high off no sleep.
Okay.
I was high off no sleep. I'm somebody who studied people like Max Flint. Master Farah Muhammad. Just really deep. Aleister Crowley. Just extreme characters. I was high off. No sleep, because I study rigorously, okay. Beyond rigorous, religiously. And with that being said, I hang out with rock stars. So I was high off PCP, That was my main drug of choice. But I was hanging out with some white dudes this time, and they had some meth floating around. Okay. And I just got in town from Ohio. I was in the Wu Mountains and shit, where we go to sober up and shit like that. So I wasn't fucking with nothing. But I came back, and it was Molly was the new thing. Before it was Molly, so I wasn't a high off that night. Well, it got reported it was PCP. A lot of shit got reported it wasn't right and exact, but PCP was something I was high off of.
Okay. And you heard crazy stories about people on PCP. Super, super strength and, all types of other, people lifting up cars. And how long have you been taking PCP at that point?
I'm from the east side of Long Beach, so that shit is riddled with my family and shit. That's like a notorious drug on the east side of Long Beach, really. My family owned a mortuary across from Polly on the east side. My uncle used to have that shit, embalming fluid. So I started taking that shit as a teenager for the first time. As a young teenager, I would say. I don't know. I tried maybe 16 and shit,
Okay.
But I didn't really take it rigorously and made it part of my diet until 21. Probably about 21.
Okay, and, apart from this situation, what were some of the more serious things, craziest things that have happened off the PCP?
Craziest things for me?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really done any crazy things off PCP.
So you just get high?
I know a lot of characters that are superstars. You and I know both. That will leave them nameless. They still off PCP. They take it. But,
so you say a lot of rappers take PCP?
A lot of rappers. But I had a lot of things going on in my life. And the main thing I think it was that I wasn't allowed to see my family. Because I live a superstar life. Although everybody have the introduction to me internationally on a worldwide scale. But I've been doing this. My fans who know me since day one. Since the 90s, the golden age. But with that being said, being that I was in the shadows of giants, all praise due to the Wu-Tang, here I am and shit. So,
What?
You were high off PCP.
Right.
And meth?
And meth, and Molly.
And Molly.
And alcohol.
And
No
sleep.
And, and no sleep. That was the main thing, no sleep. And I couldn't see my daughters. I got three daughters. And I got my third restraining order on me. I just got to L.A. County. I was in L.A. County for about maybe 3 months, And I was in L.A. County and shit, doing my thing. Shout out to niggas in L.A. County who was out there with me and shit, respecting my niggas. But, I was in L.A. County and I got out, on the domestic shit. And then I got out with my last restraining order and just being high and shit and just off all them drugs and no sleep. I was shooting videos. I was recording in the studio. I was fucking doing shows.
So you were high on a bunch of different drugs.
Church. And what exactly happened next? I was trying to use the phone for one of my mans and shit, you know? And being that, you know, we all live a rock star life and shit.
You're high flying drugs?
One of my mans, rock star dudes, at the time, it was his crib, in all actuality. It was his crib. I'm going to leave him nameless, but he's a big guy, you all know. But he was funning, you know what I'm saying, West Coast Killer B movement at the time, and we were staying in his crib. And so the other guys in here, they was all talking on the phone with bitches and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I said, yeah, let me use the phone. Because I'm trying to get in contact with one of my baby mamas, anyone at the time. So everybody's thinking I'm crazy. What the time I was doing PCP and shit. It's a killer drug and shit. You know what I mean? So, but I just wanted to talk, let everybody know, yo, I'm gonna sober down and just get some stability in my life. And I just need family to reach out for. And yeah, them niggas was on the phone and shit. And I'll give it to you in a minute. And it was kind of like, yeah, I just kind of really had a breakdown off the shit, tell you the truth, man, because my daughters mean everything to me. And I ain't seen my daughters, one of them I ain't seen maybe 6-7 years. Another one through the, you know, not the most recent restraining order I ain't seen, maybe, you know, had been a couple, I've been locked up, it'd been a couple months and shit. And then I just had my newborn, and then her mother was in Ohio, she was saying, now you got another restraining order, nigga. So now sometimes when I see niggas that committed suicide and shit, I be wondering, damn, you know, how many baby mamas they got and shit, you know what I'm saying? Three different baby mamas and shit, three different babies and shit. Some niggas might commit suicide, but my shit wasn't like that. My shit was like, you know, fuck these bitches and shit. You know, these bitches really is just really always on my dick and shit, just groupie ass bitches. And then they had my babies and then they went off and shit talking about child support. And I ain't get this, you know, some bold, you know, shame on the black woman for doing that. But shout out to the good black woman who do the right thing and shit, you know what I'm saying? But it was a societal thing. They had, you know, I was trying to break the black family apart. Just, you know, I know you know the structure that's set up for the black man who was God to fall. You know, and they had me falling down that hole with the drugs and shit that we sometimes reach for in times of despair. And, okay. Yeah.
So you couldn't use the phone?
I couldn't use the phone at the time because my joint was blocked. They all had blocked my number. See what I'm saying? So due to the fact they all had blocked my number and shit, it was like, yo, let me call one of these black queens on one of y'all phones. You know what I'm saying? And then my man's like, yeah, I got you in a minute. And my other man's in a minute. Then my other man's like, yo, I got you. But he was my phone. But his joint was kind of like, I forgot what was wrong with his joint. You know, I don't know. It was just some weird, like static. I don't know. It was weird. Okay. But then I was at some other man, he used his phone and shit. And then he was like, hold on. And then what happened was my nigga RZA came through, you know, sexuality and shit. And then we had a lot of PCP on deck. And then we started, you know, just had a PCP party and shit. You did? And then
you had a PCP party with RZA?
And I was so amped up to show RZA the video. I showed him the video. You know, he had great response for it. He was like, this shit's dope. And he left and shit. You know, not saying he took no PCP or nothing like that. I'm just saying, you know, we was excited to see the guy. He's always been, you know, I hadn't seen him in a long time. You know, we celebrate his new movie, Advance or whatnot. And then, you know, yeah, then after he left, I was just really fucking high, to be honest, and shit. And then I was just evaluating my situation due to the reality that when I was in Ohio, Ohio's really a Midwest working state. Shout out to Ohio, you know what I mean? What up? You know what I'm saying? I was out there in Ohio. It's really a Midwest working state. And people out there to deal with the practicality and the profitability of life, not the bullshit illusion that Hollywood is. So we come from there and go straight to Hollywood after fasting for a while. And shit, this shit was crazy. She was like from fucking real hard knock life, real the heart of America, real working man, roll up your sleeve shit to Disneyland. You know what I'm saying? This shit was crazy. Because when I left, I was out there for a year. This is before Brick Mansion and niggas was doing their shit. You know what I'm saying? With the movie, it took to another level. So when I came back, I was like immediately, I was thrust into a world. The RZA was running around with celebrities and all praise due to my brother RZA and shit. Shout out to him and all due respect. He was living a different level of life. And he always, you know, treated me like a protege. And he was running around with different directors and shit. And I'm meeting him and then, you know, drugs in the air. And I'm taking part of my own shit. He doing his own shit, but, you know, he on a level of sobriety. But at the time, I was just indulging in, you know, a lot of shit that was going on, rock stars, movie stars. And then, just when the shit settled down, I really, you know, backed off on the shit. I just realized, I didn't really got my family around me and shit. When I reached out for the only family I know, You know, my mom, I never had my dad. My mom's rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that. And, you know, it's what it was and shit. I blacked out, man. Word.
Okay. So, it says that you cut your penis off.
You're right. And you don't believe everything you read.
Did you cut your penis off?
I mean, you know, I did. I fucked up, my nigga, in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I didn't cut my penis off. You shit, I get more pussy than Lauryn Hill. I probably get more pussy than you. Now, but, you know, I did cut a lot of my penis off due to the fact it's not a myth the black man do.
Wait.
Gotta, you know, I'm not gonna really go into too much,
you but just, party, you know, party
we got, we hanging, so I'm still able to work with what I'm able to work with, and, you know, and get it down, you know?
Okay, wait, the way so, it goes. So the story is that you cut it off and they reattached it.
Yeah, they you know, the reattachment shit is all mythological,
because to be fair, you heard of John Wayne Bobbitt.
Exactly, I heard of the guy.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yeah.
His wife, something happened, his wife cut his penis off, jumped in her car, drove somewhere, tossed it out the window. Mm-hmm. They managed to find it, reattach it, and I think he went on to do a porn movie.
Okay. Yeah, right. They offered me
John Wayne Bobbitt shit. Uncut. I think they call it Franken penis or something like that.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Right. Okay, so I'm saying, like, you've heard of stuff like this happening in the world.
Right. Right.
Did the same thing happen to you?
The same thing happened to me, but it was no reattachment. But it was some shit that I really, you know, I really blacked out. My dude, like, on some shit. I was reading some books, really. You know, they said I was reading some books about monks.
Right. Monks cut their penises off.
I'll read some shit.
Were their testicles off?
I don't know what the fuck monks do, but I don't think they did what I did. I'm the only man ever did what the fuck I did. And I'm proud of it. Because why? In the annals of history, I don't think anybody ever did it. You know? And although it was a flooper, we all done woke up from a flooper. You know what I'm saying? Being high. Maybe not a flooper as big as me. Yeah, I might have made the biggest mistake ever in history. But I'm proud of that, you know? I'll go down and nigga who make the biggest mistake.
So what exactly happened, though? It's like you're not answering the question.
Right? I'm going to tell you what happened. You know, I was high as a motherfucking man with no sleep and shit. I'm just frustrated because, you know, I couldn't talk to my babies and shit like that. And I had, like, I'm paying, like, 3 child support payments when I'm not seeing none of my kids and shit.
Right.
And I really thought for that moment in time that I'm really hurting myself just, you know, not having a vasectomy or whatnot, you know, or that. And,
okay.
And it was just like I was going to give myself one, to tell you the truth, you know what I mean?
That's the reason.
Yeah, man, I blasted off. Hi. So, you know what I'm saying? I was watching Family Guy. Okay. Watching Family Guy.
That'll do it.
And we sell this shit.
Family Guy makes me want to cut my dick
like
off.
In a cartoon world, when you smoke that PCP, you'd be like, you know, what shit is like, you're
in the cartoon.
In the electronic world, you're in the neutron world. The shit is just not, you know, what happens in the subatomic world is different than what happens in the this reality.
So you were in a fantasy world.
Not necessarily fantasy world.
Yes.
When you say,
I was just in a world. Different world.
I was in a subatomic world. Let's say
in a subatomic world, and you grabbed a knife.
I don't know what I grabbed. Whatever nigga told you what I grabbed might be queer because I don't know what I grabbed. It's like I would have turned my head at that point. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to my niggas. I say nobody's queer because I don't know what.
All right. That's you're going to have to seek out the rest of that interview yourself because I'm at the office and I got to go. And what the I feel like I know less about this than I did going in. I'll see you later.